Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Unpacking the Toolbox is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's
He's
up, man?
Wearing it all black. You look fire in a black t-shirt.
Listen, I feel like 95% of my wardrobe is black.
Really?
Oh, for sure. I have like 5 gray t-shirts, a couple of white ones, and the rest are all black. But I'm also, you can't see it now, but I'm wearing these shorts that say vegan meat.
on your donk. Ooh, I just got to see a little bit of your happy trail and a little bit of your cute stomach. It's so cute. You're the cutest. I actually think more so than just plain black t-shirts or white or gray, I think you have the biggest collection of t-shirts I've ever seen that say like cool gay shit on it.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? A fun fact is that when we first started doing our fittings for wardrobe for Scandal, I remember speaking with Lynn Paolo, who's our amazing wardrobe person, and we were going to go the graphic tee route. Like, Huck was going to wear all graphic, like, tees that said sayings and pictures. I don't know. But I think it was a smart move not to go that way because it sort of gave him this comedic edge that I don't think we really wanted for Huck.
No.
So we kind of, you know, steered away from that. And I love that we went with the flannels. You know, we wore
800
flannels.
Well, thank God that Quinn moved away from the sausage skirts and the fucking button downs and the Spanx and like all that kind of shit.
Right.
Have you ever tried man Spanx?
No, I haven't. But yeah, you wear them like on your torso, right?
Yeah, like they're like a cincher. They're like a Kardashian cincher for dudes.
I feel like that would fuck with my ego. I feel like I would rather suck in my stomach. I'm not wearing no fucking man Spanx on my torso, even though I got a belly. Fuck that shit. No, bitch.
Well, someone who's going to remain nameless and hasn't come on as a guest yet.
I know exactly.
Definitely wears man Spanx like on the fucking regular, and I'm gonna out his ass on this podcast.
He probably wouldn't care.
Knowing him, he wouldn't care.
But Katie,
I'm gonna give anyone who's listening to this podcast $100 if you tweet or Instagram message us and guess who you think of the Scandal.
Where's the man Spanx?
Family wears man Spanx.
You know how I found out, Katie, that he wore them?
How?
Because every time I would hug him, I'd be like, what the fuck is this girdle shit this motherfucker's wearing? You could feel it, you know?
Yeah, you hug him and you feel like he's wearing like a scuba suit underneath his t-shirt. Like it feels like a condom.
It feels like a body condom. Yeah.
Body condom under his t-shirts. Have you done drag before, yeah?
I have. Yeah, yeah. I did drag. One of my first movies was a movie called Stonewall, based on the 1969 Stonewall riots. Yeah.
Most amazing. Most amazing.
It was an indie film. I remember they didn't even put me in drag till I got on set, which is crazy.
Was that your first time ever being in drag, or you had like fucked around in your own
personal life? No, that was my first time ever being in drag. I mean, I did a fitting and stuff before the film, but when you really saw me all put together, was the first day on. But you know, indie films, we didn't have the money to do camera tests or none of that shit.
No. And did you like it?
I did like it. I loved it. I loved it. I remember, yo, it was so funny because, you know, I'm quite hairy. So I remember I was still living at home at the time.
Yeah, but you know what? Your body hair is nice.
Yeah, it's not too dark
like
or thick. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not coarse or like wiry. It's actually like kind of soft.
Yeah. But yo, Katie, I remember getting in the bathtub because I still lived at home.
Yeah.
In Washington Heights, and my mother helping me shave my body.
Oh my
Isn't that
God,
it was so sweet.
Her.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I had to shave my
was
whole
that
fucking body.
So itchy.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Did
it was
you get
so
ingrown
bad.
Hairs and pimples
oh,
like
a ton
fucking
of them.
Crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah,
what
being
a
in drag
nightmare.
Was the best. It was all it was so much fun.
You also love drag queens. I mean, I feel like you and Mikey, like and your friends, you are very supportive of the drag
Absolutely.
World out here in LA, which is, I mean, the makeup skills and the...
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever had to dress up like a guy,
No,
sadly.
That would be hot, Katie.
I thank you.
Like full-on suit with like a little mustache and your hair combed to the
oh
side.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm just too round-faced. Like,
no,
I think I would need
I
to have more
work.
Of a jawline or something.
No, well, you could get the facial hair glued on your face and that shit'll,
oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean, square your jaw off in your face.
I've never had to do that.
Should do it. Let's do it. Let's do
Let's
it next
do it.
Halloween.
The next Scandal podcast,
I'll just,
guys.
Yes. we'll be
oh,
in
yeah,
drag.
Everyone listening, Guillermo, not a shocker. Guillermo's favorite holiday in the entire world is Halloween.
Halloween. Halloweeny.
Wait, my mother's calling me. Hold on. I just have
yes,
to tell
yeah,
her that
yeah.
I'm busy.
Let's
Hold
see what mom's
second. Gotta
say.
Hey, Mom. Are you okay? Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm just in the middle of a podcast record with Guillermo. I love you. Bye.
She said, did she say, oh, fuck?
No, she said, my mom says fuck all the time. But I was like, Mom, are you okay? Because when she calls
yeah.
me multiple times,
oh,
I just jump
yeah.
to fucking
totally.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
And of course, I pick up. She goes, no, I'm checking on you.
No.
Yeah, you have so to. Good. This is my mother. I mean, she already called me, left me fucking voicemails. She's neurotic, and this is where I get it from. It is not my fault.
I love
Generational
it.
Generational anxiety is not my fault.
Oh, it's the worst. My dad
oh,
is the
I
most anxious
like,
person
deep,
in the world.
Like, worry
Same.
At all the time. If she calls me more than once, I've assumed
you're like
someone's dead,
like,
someone's
yeah.
in the hospital.
Yes.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But she also says to me, if I go 24 hours without picking up a phone and calling her, she sends me an email or a text, and she says, if I don't hear from you within the next 24 hours, I'm calling the police.
No way. I love her so much.
I'm like, oh my God, how am I not supposed to be anxious? This
Talk
is the person who raised
me. Talk about looking good. I don't
oh,
know what
she
age
looks
she
amazing.
Is, but she looks fucking amazing.
Thank you. She's 67, and she's never done anything.
Wow.
I know.
It's all that yoga. I mean, she does that yoga hardcore, right?
Woohoo! Yeah. Okay, we've got a wild guest coming on today that I actually don't know at all.
Okay.
Guillermo. We have and Gladiators. We have a fucking out of left field guest
coming
on today.
Out of left field guest is a perfect description.
He's hot and easy on the eyes.
Fucking hot. I first was introduced to his fine ass and amazing work on All My Children. Because he did a little stint on All My Children, y'all.
Oh, he did? God,
yes,
he's a great actor.
Yes, he
he's
played Trey
very...
Shepard. But let me rattle off a few of his credits. Shark, an amazing TV show. Grey's Anatomy, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, House of Cards.
Wow.
He was Connor Ellis on House of
oh,
Cards.
Oh, that's right.
Mad Men. He was on Mad Men. Gossip
oh my
Girl.
Gossip
Girl,
one of
XOXO.
These dudes that has just been on everything.
Yes,
he's...
and Katie, he was in yeah. a show called American Dreams with Tom mm-hmm. Verica.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's a dreamboat, and he's a fucking talent. And
yeah.
he is not a scandal, like, sadly for us. He was not, like, a major recurring. And I don't know why Guillermo was like, we got to get this guy on this episode. And I'm a fan that you did that. We
yes.
should start doing this more.
We
just like
should.
The rock star guest
yeah.
stars.
Yeah. Well, his work is so good in this episode.
So
he's
good.
So,
it's so,
so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, And I was like, we gotta get Sam on.
His name is even hot.
Yeah.
Like, his name is even hot.
It is.
Our guest today, for all you freaking awesome gladiators, is the only, Sam Page.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Sam Page?
Sam Page, what a sight for sore
eyes. You look fucking younger right now than you did 25 years ago when we did this damn show. What the hell is happening?
This dreamboat who looks the way he does and can act the way he does and is Benjamin Button because you look younger than you do. What are you doing? What is it? What's the secret?
I think since the episode when we all worked together, I've had four kids.
You should look old as fuck. Like, you should be like,
get the fuck out of here.
I know, you should be drained.
No, but I've been eating their food mostly. I just subsist off of whatever's left on their plate. So I think maybe kids' food keeps you young.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
It's because you're running around. It's because you're absolutely running around like a top.
Nonstop.
Right?
Nonstop.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. But Sam, I'm so happy for you because
if it is
what's making you look the way you do and act the way you do, then
maybe have a couple more.
Yeah, like just keep
you're like,
going.
Hell no.
No.
Fuck that shit.
Wait, had you sort of been on the Shondaland, you had been in the Shondaland space before Scandal? Like, you had been on Grey's?
I'd never been on Grey's. I'd auditioned a bunch. So, I mean, maybe they had watched enough footage of me to cobble together a couple episodes.
But then,
aren't you on Grey's? Have you not been on Grey's Anatomy now?
I just finished. I just did the last four episodes of the season.
Yeah.
Wow, Sam.
Yeah, because when I saw your stuff, it said 2023, and I was like, oh shit, he was just on Grey's. Like, you did a little arc there, right?
Yeah.
Wait, Sam, did you audition for Scandal? How did you book Scandal?
Doing a couple, you know, notable things, and they locked me in for that one.
Well, you did House of Cards too.
Did House of Cards?
Oh,
that,
such two great shows, man.
How did you become an actor? Tell us your origin story. Like, how did this become a thing?
Well, I played baseball in college, and we didn't really have a film study class. There was kind of a.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Princeton.
Oh my God! Get out of here. Go away. You're not allowed to have all of these things.
Wait.
Guillermo, are you okay?
Yeah,
Guillermo
sorry.
Is like, what is happening? Guillermo's butt. He's falling. He's bending down.
I dropped one of my notes because I got so excited because I know, Sam, I want you to tell our listeners about, he earned a BA in ecology and evolutionary biology.
That's true.
And he is theater. This is such a fun little thing. Tell me if this is true. He, for his senior thesis, he wrote about the mating habits of a female mosquito fish. And it was published in a science journal. Right, Sam?
That's true.
Sam Page, I don't understand. Yes. So why did you become an actor when you could do all these other things?
That was so I chose by I kind of knew that I wanted to do acting. Freshman year, I wasn't loving school. I was homesick. I grew up in Milwaukee. I was like a public school kid. I went to Princeton to play baseball and just kind of figure it out. And then I kind of was homesick and felt really out of place. It seemed to me like everybody knew each other when they got there and had already because so many kids also at a school like that went to like prep school and had like a year.
Right, of course. Right.
So I was like, so I thought about transferring and you thought, you know, I'd really like to transfer to like a film school. That would be it. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know what? No, if I leave here, I'm always going to wonder what would happen if I had just gutted it out and it wouldn't be just knowing myself that wouldn't be a good feeling. I thought, and I could do film school as graduate work.
So what happens when you call your family and say, record scratch.
Right.
I want to be an actor.
An actor.
Well, I didn't just call up and say, hey, thanks for the, you know, insanely expensive education. Now I'm going to go be an actor. I just said, okay, this, you know, I looked at what I had achieved in college, like graduating, getting okay grades, getting a published, you know, a thesis, and doing that all that I never actually at the onset or at the outset thought, oh, I can do this. I thought, oh my God, like I'll do this for like a year and then I'll transfer somewhere where I can actually graduate.
Right.
And had some success and thought, okay, I did that without any real passion, any real like direction, just like to get the work done. Now I kind of have no idea what my own limitations are. I have to, the only way to get the value out of what my parents have given me in this education is to apply that to a dream, like really think big. And what do I want to do most? What do I want to do where if I had to work under hard conditions for the rest of my life and not really be allowed to retire, like what would that be that I could still enjoy that I would want to, you know, work with to help raise a family and just really, if I had to grind, what would I grind and enjoy doing?
Right.
And acting was a kind of a no-brainer. It was, wow. I always kind of wanted to.
I have that too. God damn it. It's like, it's, Guillermo has it too. It's like, I can't do anything else.
So I was always really excited. I couldn't wait to get into classes and tried a bunch of different ones and really, really loved it. I mean, it was always something I look forward to the most every week. And I actually like to be in classes whenever I can.
Katie does that too. Yeah.
I'm in class right now.
It's great. It's great. It's like going to the gym.
Yeah. Right? I need to go.
We will be back with more after the break.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We're talking about episode 215, which was called Boom Goes the Dynamite, which aired on February 21st in 2013. It was written by Jenna Banz.
Wow. Yeah, and it was directed by Randy Zisk. Do you remember Randy Zisk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember him. I do, but I don't really have, I don't have like moments of him from this episode, but I remember loving working with him.
Yeah, yeah.
The guest stars were Scott Foley as Jake Ballard, Kurt Fuller as Graydon Osborne, the CIA director, Majena Tova as Molly Ackerman, J. Renee Pena as Louise, the president's secretary, Joe Holt as the secretary of defense.
Troy Vincent as the national security advisor, Jay Jackson as the news anchor, Erica Schaefer as TV anchor, Eric Mabeus, who we love. I love Eric Mabeus.
We love Eric. He's great.
Yeah. As Senator Peter Caldwell and Sam Page as Congressman Will Caldwell and Lisa Sheridan as Marion Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
And then real quick in scandal pace, we going to read what happens so our listeners can maybe jog their memory. David turns to Pope and Associates when he thinks he's being followed and his things deepen with Jake Ballard. We learn that he's surprisingly close to Fitz. Awkward.
Meanwhile, Fitz is faced with a delicate hostage situation as he's unsure who he can trust.
Olivia and the OPA team become high-powered matchmakers for Peter Caldwell, an up-and-coming politician who is secretly in love with his brother's wife. Oh, shit.
Cyrus tries to find ways to make it back into Fitz's good graces while Melly thwarts his every attempt, but Cyrus has the last laugh when he flips the tables by tricking Melly into openly talking about the president's business to a reporter.
You gotta be, what a dick. As just as Fitz picks up on a potential flirtmance. I love this right? word. Let's say it again. And just as Fitz picks up on a potential flirtmance that Olivia's involved in, we learn who the mole is. It's CIA Director Osborne. Or at least we think it is. Okay, so Sam, you did an audition for this part. You freaking nailed it. It's one of these episodes where I love because it's sort of like case of the week. Yeah. We get back into the like, like we get back into the Stevie Wonder. Let's have the all the people at OPA work on this case. And Olivia's been hired to help you win the race for governor. And no one, you're so lined up to win it, except no one can believe that your dream boat face has been single for 10 years. So everyone just assumes you're gay.
Yeah.
I don't go out. I don't date. I don't see anybody.
That's because you're getting it close to home.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah.
And we have this amazing, this parallel show where, you know, Carrie, one of my favorite scenes in the episode is that Olivia has a big speech to you, your
in
character, where
yeah.
she's
yeah.
in the garden, where she's like, don't do this. Like, I've been the side piece for a million years and the one that missed all the Christmases and misses getting to have, like, a public love because she's obviously talking about her own situation with Fitz.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the thing that puts you over the edge to say, like, fine, set me up with a political marriage sort of thing.
Right.
Sam, had you worked with Eric Mabius before? Eric Mabius plays Senator Peter Caldwell.
I'd met him before. I had different auditions. We were kind of always in the same waiting room. We see each other around all the time, especially when I'm up in Vancouver shooting, because he's always up there.
No way. He's so wonderful.
The son. But he's great.
Yeah.
You made a great pair of brothers, truly. Like, it was really... really wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad that your memory of working on Scandal was the location.
Do you remember us, Sam? Do you remember Katie and I on set? You do?
Of course, yeah.
Which one did you like better? Which one did you like better, me or Katie?
Well, I think I liked you both. I think probably...
Probably me.
It was just better when both of you guys were in the room together.
I'm dying over this podcast episode. It's
good.
Like
we
took some shit this morning.
You did?
No, we didn't. It just feels.
Oh no!
I took a shit this morning.
Like, no. Oh yeah, I did too. But we didn't take any drugs. We didn't take any drugs or anything.
No.
Now it's so weird. I watched this episode and I remember none of it. Like, I don't know what that says about me, but like, I don't like. I vaguely remember like. Oh, this is the episode where Huck smells really bad.
Yes.
And we had a really good time shooting it and
stuff.
Coming up with waves where we could like walk by Huck and be like,
some
oh,
of my
Jesus.
Favorite stuff.
Or, like,
this episode is called Boom Goes the Dynamite, and I renamed it Stink, Stank, Stunk. Because those scenes where you guys just repel and just are like, get so offended.
And to remind you guys all listening, Huck hasn't showered because in this episode, he's trailing David Rosen because David Rosen feels like he's being watched and could get murdered. But it starts raining in D.C. and the rain brings up all this PTSD for Huck from when he was waterboarded.
Yeah.
And Quinn has a really lovely scene, actually. I think I would have acted it better now. But I do have a lovely scene where I go to Huck at the end and I say, like, Huck, I've been like reading up on it and it says like, you know, when you've been tortured, like with water, even the rain could make you feel, you know, weird, which is why he's not showering and why he smells like absolute body odor, fart smell.
Did you do anything to bring a scent in, like to put like heavy cologne on so they could at least have something to work off of?
That is such a great question. I wish I would have thought of that. But no, I didn't. I wish I would have just been like, I'm not showering this whole fucking week. I'm a stink.
No, I'm glad you weren't method enough to do that stupid shit. No, but I like Sam's idea. It would have been hilarious if on one of the days you just did something, like whether it was like a lot of aftershave or like cologne.
Gone like full cab driver cologne.
Yes, like something. Yes. It would have been a really funny joke.
Yes.
You missed out, Guillermo.
I did.
You robbed
Lost
us.
Lost opportunity, man.
But it's really funny. And you have just to wrap that up, that scene, like Guillermo has such a lovely, you look at twin and you're like, I've lived in the subway. I've lived in a hole. I've done 1 million things. Me having an anxiety attack moment, it'll be fine. And after the rain stops, I'll shower and I'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. And I won't stink no more. Yeah.
I was thinking about we were guarding. There's one sex scene in the episode. Oh, we should have that. See, on Scandal, we always have the like death toll number of how many people have died.
Uh-huh.
But we should really have the like, the
number of
we
sex.
Have to come up with something, what it's yeah. called. Yeah, like the fuck button or something.
The fuck button.
I don't know. But Darby, Abby, and
David Rosen
have sex on the desk, and it's cute.
Right?
They're always cute. They're so cute.
Had you worked with Lisa Sheridan before?
No.
Sam, she played your sister-in-law, right?
Sister-in-law, right.
Yeah, who you're having.
Right. I'd never worked with Lisa before.
Yeah. She was great, too. You guys had great chemistry.
She was really good.
And you had to shoot it after lunch?
Yeah.
After lunch. That's the biggest nightmare.
Did you eat?
Do you remember what you had for lunch? What was the lunch?
I'm sure I had the chicken.
Yeah, you did.
Why do you say it like that? Why are you sure you had chicken? Because you just needed some protein to get through it?
It's just, you know, the set lunches, catering.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's like there's a chicken, there's a fish. Yeah. There's a pasta.
Yeah. What's for chicken today?
What's your favorite food, Sam?
We love food.
My favorite food, I love a shrimp cocktail.
Wow. Were you nervous to work with Carrie?
Yes. Absolutely.
and then
up until they said action, I was increasingly nervous because I saw just in the rehearsals, like the mega wattage that comes off of her. And on top of that, how talented she is and how hard she works and how hard her job is.
Yes.
And when she's
unbelievable.
When she's firing on all those cylinders, when it's game time,
it's so fucked up.
It's intense.
It's amazing.
Wildly impressive. Yeah.
She's wildly impressive. Also the most beautiful looking creature. It's distracting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't even. Sometimes I like when we're you know, just hanging out as regular friends, I'm like, whoa, like this is insane. Like you look differently than regular people. You're like, she, you know, I think when the Great Reset happens and all the aliens make themselves known, she will be one of them.
Like, she
just is too talented, too smart, too pretty. I'm like, you are operating on a whole other
level.
She's
really good about going incognito though, because I bumped into her at Whole Foods like 5 years ago. And she was hi. And I was like, girl, who is this little nerd girl talking to me? Like, great. Yeah, you're just going to be. And I was like, Carrie? Yeah. She looked like a little nerd.
Watching this episode, I couldn't believe how young she looked.
Yeah.
She
looks exactly the same, like you said.
Yeah.
That dress claps all around for Lynn Paolo because she wears this dress in this episode. That's this white dress that has these like black kind of cutout triangles of these sequins, right, pointing like arrows to the boobies, and she looks incredible.
Katie, do you know who the designer is? It's it's Escada. Escada it's a Escada gown.
How do you know that?
I'm sorry. I just like, there's something about Guillermo and doing this podcast with him where he does a lot of research behind the scenes. He really does. And it's so admirable. He spends time like really because he cares, and it brings me such joy that he knows who that designer is, or he knows all your credits.
Yes.
And he works so hard, and I just don't do that. And I apologize to all the gladiators, but thank God Guillermo's the co-host.
And Lynn is on the record for saying that she chose that dress because Liv's life, her life and her loves are in turmoil in this episode. And that's why the dress is black and white. You know what I mean? Because it's sort of, you know, those two opposing colors. And so she thought about this. Like that's.
Wow. I mean, come on.
I'm not surprised to hear that, because that was one of my big takeaways from working on the show and working with you guys, was how thoughtful everybody was there and how hard everybody was working to bring their best to the show. It was such an impressive environment. It was so cool to think, this is what it takes to have a hit show. And you know what's really cool is, and I always tell people when they ask, what was it like when you were on Scandal? I said, you know what was really cool is I got there like maybe a week or two after the show had like happened. Like it had been on the air for a year, but maybe like right before I got there, it was like, oh, this show is a hit. It had been on the air, but now like it had like clicked and the moment was there. And the show, like I remember being around you guys and you guys were all like, yeah, we're on a hit show now. Like this is, this feels good. Like,
oh my God, I love it. It was magic. No, you're right. You're right. Because this is episode... This is episode number 215. So this is like, you're exactly right. This is exactly when it sort of...
Like it landed.
Yeah.
It hit. It had hit. Now, wait. Were we better of a cast than Mad Men?
Yes.
We'll be right back, guys.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Were you at our table read for this episode?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm. And I think I was, I met Shonda at the table read and didn't know it was Shonda. Because my head was spinning I knew Verica because we had worked together
on American Dreams.
So I was so excited. I was looking for Tom. Yeah. And I think I saw him, and then Shonda came up to introduce herself, and I was like, "Hi, nice to meet you." But she didn't say, "Hi, I'm Shonda." She said, "Hi, Sam, welcome." And nor should she have said that. But I was like, "Oh, hi, how are you? It's nice to meet you. Thanks." And it wasn't as probably gracious as I would otherwise have been had I known.
Right.
And then I think later on at in that same table read, I realized, "Oh no, I really."
That's Shonda Rhimes.
That's Shonda. And then
I should have kissed the ring.
And then I didn't. And I never worked for her until Grace came
that's
up.
Probably
I
thought, why. That's probably why yeah, she was like, I don't want to see his face ever again.
Missed opportunity. Yeah. No, that's not why.
But yes, that was. I was at the table reading. It was great.
Okay. Well, we have to. I know we don't want to take up too much of your time, but we have to read a few fun facts.
Let's do it.
Which is, while talking with Jake, Fitz mentions the swim team and starts to take a drink with his left hand. And after a very brief reaction shot on Jake, the camera cuts back to Fitz drinking with his right fucking hand.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even notice it until I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And another fun fact, Olivia gives a similar lecture to Will Caldwell that she gave to Anna Gordon in the second episode of season 2, The Other Woman. Oh, yeah, that's true. I kind of remember that. G, do you?
I figured out a fun fact, too. I remember shooting this episode and the scenes where they're vetting fake wives for your character, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene with a teacher on a playground and there are these kids playing and Verica's son is in that playground scene. And I remember
we shot. I remember that. Dante.
Car at the same time. Dante. And he's so lit. You know, he's like, he's a teenager now. Like he's like almost 6 feet or whatever.
And they live in there. London because That's Tom right. Verica runs all of Bridgerton and Queen Charlotte and basically all of Shondaland that is
right.
London.
And
yeah, he moved his whole family to London.
Yep. Yeah. And the other fun fact is that Liv's gown is an Escada. Sorry, but we said that.
Okay. I didn't get that in my fun facts.
Are you on Twitter, Sam Page?
I'm not on Twitter, but I am on Instagram.
We read some tweets at the time, because at the time we were appointment viewing and tweeting every single episode live on Thursday nights. Let's see if anyone tweeted about you and your performances. Oh, somebody did.
Yeah, they did. Someone did.
Anam Mahmood. Wow, Katie, get it together. I can't really see this. Anam Mahmood on February 22nd tweeted, "The Caldwell brothers are really hot." Multiple exclamation points, hashtag scandal. And we agree with you, Anam.
Let's see. Miss Royally on February 22nd, 2013, she tweeted, "My baby Huck got to take a bath." Hashtag scandal.
Yep.
You're not wrong, girl.
Yes, and as Mids Virtuous also tweeted, "What's wrong with Huck?" Hashtag scandal.
Yeah. And Chris Cooper tweeted, "So Fitz has old dude watching Olivia." Hashtag scandal. She talking about Jake. Yep. Yeah, he does.
Oh, my God. And then someone parked behind, @Lynn with no E, tweeted, "Look who I parked behind, hashtag scandal." And it's a picture of a Maryland license plate of a black, beautiful BMW whose license plate is Fitz. Wow. So you were right, Sam Page. Our show was taking off. That's just their personal fucking nickname.
This dude, Nelson Bronco, tweeted, "I want to be Olivia Pope when I grow up." Don't we all?
Yes.
And last one, @C2esque, CC Capers tweeted, "At Kwana writes, the Scandal team of actors/producers have really done a fantastic job of engaging fans. They created a community."
That's right.
That's so nice.
When you guys were live tweeting, that was kind of the first time I'd ever been around anything like that. I mean, that was when shows and casts started live tweeting, right?
Yeah.
I've tried that before. Man, that's exhausting. It feels like you're swinging at a pinata for an hour straight and never hitting it.
I used to go to bed on Thursday nights and my eyes were like cross-eyed. My brain, my thumbs were sore. Yeah. I was like trying to have my brain firing on all cylinders. Yeah. We would do it from set if we were on set. I mean, it was
insane. But we knew it was what was engaging the fans, and it was like making our show even more and more popular. So we were like, we got to fucking commit to this and do it like really well. Yeah.
Next up, we have episode 216 called Top of the Hour. I can't remember what the fuck that's about.
I don't either.
There's no way we have a guest that just died of 93 factors and a bleed out on Grey's Anatomy, who's as handsome and charming and talented of a baseball player as Sam Page, or who's the father of four. Yeah. Holy crap.
Poppy. Poppy. And Katie, you'll appreciate this, two and a half weeks ago closed Carmody's in Duluth, Minnesota.
What?
Yeah.
What were you doing in Duluth?
I filmed a little movie, a little Christmas movie. And
oh my God, who produced it?
It was Mandy Turpin.
Love Mandy. She produced the Christmas movie I shot there last year. Exactly. Where did you stay?
The Sheraton across the street from Carmody's.
Did you have a good time?
I had a blast. It was so much fun. Everybody was always, because it was pretty much the same exact crew.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because Mandy brought everybody back from Minneapolis.
Oh my God. Who directed it?
This woman, Emily Moss. And she was great.
Who played your love interest?
Rachel Lee Cook. Such a boss. It was part of, she developed it. It's part of her development deal with Mar Vista.
From She's All That, right?
From She's All That. And let me tell you, she is all that.
She is all that.
Boss. Like so much fun. Man.
I loved Duluth, Minnesota so much. I thought it was so fun. Did you bring your kids? Did you go solo? Because it's just easier.
I went solo, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then we're
Did you go to the speakeasy underneath the Japanese restaurant?
No. Oh, how did I not know about that?
Maybe it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Underneath the one Japanese restaurant on the main street, the one sushi restaurant, there's a speakeasy that's open like certain amount of times that has like good cocktails for Duluth, but great beer. I mean, did you go down to like the industrial sort of district, all the breweries and shit? That was great.
There's one really good restaurant right there in the, what was it called? Canal Park? Canal
Park. See, guys, let's give it up for Duluth, Minnesota. Duluth. And you're from Milwaukee. That's not is that far? I don't even know.
No, 6 hour drive. My sister drove up while I was there.
Sam Page, we are so lucky that you came on the podcast. We are huge fans. And now I'm such a big personal fan.
This was an unexpected delight. Yeah, this was
delight.
Amazing.
I think you might be our gateway drug for like every guest star we've ever had. Yes. Yeah. If it goes this well.
I'm
the lucky one, guys. I'm the lucky one. No, thank you so much.
This was awesome.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey, you should just come on and co-host every once in a while.
Happy to do it.
Oh my God. Sam, thank you so, so much.
Sam, you're the shit.
Thank you guys for joining us on Unpacking the Toolbox. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, share with your friends, rate, or leave us a review.
Scandal is executive produced by Sandy Bailey, Alex Alche, Lauren Homan, Tyler Klang, and Gabrielle Collins. Our producer and editor is Vince DiGianni, with music by Chad Fisher.
Scandal is a production of ABC Signature, and you can follow along by rewatching Scandal on Hulu.
Unpacking the Toolbox is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app or anywhere you subscribe to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.